I think comics are good liars. They're good BS artists. And I'm speaking for myself here, too. You know, I remember when I was about 17 years old, I wanted a guitar, and I didn't have the money for it. But I saw that Dunkin' Donuts was hiring a donut maker. They needed a donut maker. I've never made a donut in my life, but I wanted to get this guitar. So I figured I'd work there for a couple of weeks, and then I'd quit, get my guitar, because I'm not going to work at Dunkin' Donuts for the rest of my life. So I had an interview with a manager, and he really liked me. And then at the end of the interview, he said, "Now, you're not just going to quit after a couple of weeks, are you?" I said, "No, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do." And then I quit a couple of weeks later. I didn't get the money for the guitar, though. Seriously, I don't want to get sick. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I've not gotten a flu shot yet. You guys gotten flu shots? Yeah, yes, no, no, yes. It seems like everybody's giving out flu shots. You know, the guy at CVS gives them out, I guess at Target, everywhere. My mechanics give them out after every oil change. Am I the only guy that doesn't know how to give a flu shot? Are these ex-junkies that are giving flu shots? Are they putting the belt around you before they do it? That's not a good sign right there. I'm afraid of needles, to be honest with you. I don't like the needles. That's why I don't have tattoos. Oh, I'd have tattoos if I didn't mind needles. I get a couple tattoos, a couple tats, as they call it, tats. Maybe I get a tramp stamp. Sure, why not? I'd be the first guy to get a tramp stamp. Guys don't get tramp stamps, do they? I wouldn't get a butterfly, though. I would probably get, like, maybe some extra belt loops back here, you know? Just something practical, something practical. But here's the thing. If you're a 21-year-old girl and you want a tramp stamp, don't get it down here in your lower back. Get it behind your neck here, because eventually your skin is going to sag all the way down to here. You'll see. Because if you get it here from the get-go, very soon it's going to become a taint stamp. And in that case, you should get a bat, because it's going to be hanging upside down right here. You heard me. I'm trying to help you out. I'm only trying to help you out. I don't want to get sick. I got food poisoning over the holidays. That is the worst. Oh, my God. That is terrible. And, you know, people always say, well, what made you sick? And they don't care about you. They just want to make sure they don't eat the same thing and get sick. That's what it is. I wish when you threw up, the sound it made told you what the food was that you ate. You know, then you can pinpoint it. Egg salad. Oh, it was egg salad, honey. It was egg salad. Curry chicken. Oh, it's curry chicken, too. It's curry chicken. Women throw up different than guys. You know, a guy will throw up. I'll go back to bed. Moan a little bit. But the woman, they throw up. They go, blah, and then right on the scale. Oh, no. 5 pounds, honey. 5 pounds. 5 pounds. Did you throw away the egg salad? No? Okay, good, good, good. My son was having his 5th birthday party. It's very difficult to plan a party for a 5-year-old because you have to plan it around their nap. You know what I mean? And he naps at 2 o'clock. Then I had to find out when all his friends at school took their naps. I had to find out when my parents nap. And you know, I power nap at 3 o'clock every day. So I had to plan the party when everyone would be awake at the same time. So we had it at 7 in the morning. Everybody was wide awake. We had egg beaters. It was delicious. I love to sleep. I really do. It's getting to be that time of the year, too, which is a lot better than that time of the month, I'll tell you that. But this is sleeping weather. The winter is the best. It's the best. In the winter, I sleep my windows open with a lot of blankets. You like to do that? Get all cozy, right? You get that draft coming in from outside. Oh, I love that. And then the summer, I crank the air conditioner all the way up. I open up the windows. I sleep out in the backyard. Yeah, you get that draft coming from inside the house. Oh, I like that. That's nice. I like that. You ever been so tired you fell asleep sitting up? That happened to me like 4 days ago. And I woke up and I thought, Jesus, I better pull over. This is dangerous. This is dangerous. And it is dangerous. It's dangerous. What with the economy the way it is. But here's the problem. I'm not getting a lot of sleep at night because I get up to go to the bathroom like 4 times a night. How many times for you? How many times?
I don't get up until in the morning.
You don't get up until the morning. So how wet is the bed in the morning? Is it pretty wet? So no, none at all? Wow, you might have some blockage going on down there. How's your prostate? How big is your prostate?
My internist told me I had
A small, smooth prostate. You sure she was talking about the prostate? You should have that checked out. You should have that checked out. Have a doctor check it out next time. Yeah. No, the prostate should be the size of a walnut. That's what I've been told. They always gauge body parts to like nuts and fruits, you know, fruits. But you never go to the grocery store. The grocer never says, hey, you got to see these grapefruits. They're the size of tumors. Check it out. Check it out, man. Yeah, but I'm going like 4 or 5 times a night. And I'm not sleeping, you know? It's like I'm always on the way to the bathroom. I'd probably get a better night's sleep if I started on the toilet and get up to go to my bed, you know, like 4 or 5 times. Yeah, 61 years my parents have been married. Here's why people don't stay together, I think. A lot of people have been breaking up these last couple of years. They're splitting up. I think it's communication. People don't communicate with each other. When I was a bachelor, I had a bag of ice. It was a bag of frozen peas that I would use as an ice pack, you know? And I had it for like 5 years. Do you use the ice, the frozen peas? It's the best, isn't it? Because it molds to your body. I mean, I used it for sprains, you know, black eyes, fat lips. And I had been through so much with that bag of peas for 5 years. This was my Wilson. It was my Wilson. And then I got married, and I didn't tell my wife about the bag of peas. And I came home one night, and she had cooked my Wilson. And I was just so resentful. Because I didn't tell her, that was the problem. They weren't even good. They had like a minty taste because of all the Ben Gay over the years, you know, on the side. Oh, it was horrible. I don't get some guys, you know? It's like nothing is enough. Nothing is enough. It's like a lot of guys are doing like the rope around the neck thing now, you know, the auto erotic asphyxiation. And people die from that. I mean, you don't want to be found like that. You know what I mean? You should at least have a spotter if you're gonna do that. I'm serious. I mean a qualified spotter. Someone, you know, who knows the ropes per se. You know, not some guy that's out in the bushes going, yeah, you got it, baby. You got it. Work it. Yeah, all right, walk it off. You got it. But I mean, how bored do you have to be with your sex life to resort to something like that? Have you exhausted every other avenue? Have you seen all the national parks? Have you gone on the latest ride at Six Flags, you know? I mean, personally, I would never try that. I mean, unless somebody broke into my house and they're strangling me anyway, then I think, okay, I'll give it a shot because it's convenient. What have I got to lose? Maybe I'd creep the guy out. Oh, what are you doing? Whoa, no. And then the sexting, guys with the sexting on the cell phones. Guys have to understand that women do not like pictures of penises sent to them, I've learned. They do not like that. If you want to impress women, send them a picture of your paycheck. Send them a picture of your paycheck. Or send them the actual paycheck. Cut right to the chase. Not you, though. I always heard that women like a sense of humor. So if you're gonna send them a picture of your penis, make it funny. Put a little hat on it, put some glasses on there. You know, doctor it up a little bit. Make it fun. Yeah. Marriage is tough, I think, for some people. Everybody, you know, sometimes they'll have like an affair or something in the relationship, but they call it a hiccup. They say, we got back together. But I think it's more than a hiccup. It's more like a burp with a little puke coming out, I think, if you wanna be honest. Yeah. Now, personally, I am very loyal. I'm very romantic. I just renewed my vows with another woman. But still, good. I get guys, because why? I'm a guy too. Yeah. And I understand guys. I too have a wandering eye, sure. But luckily, my other eye is a lazy eye. So it's a push. They cancel each other out. The wandering eye is like, hey, baby, what do you say? We go back up to your place and have a little drink. And then the lazy eye comes around, oh, this looks like a lot of work. Can I have a cookie? Even in my dreams, you would not believe the opportunities I've passed up. You do this, you wake up in the morning, you go, oh no, that was just a dream? You mean I could have been with all the ladies from The View? But no. Are they still hot? I haven't seen the show in a while. Are they still pretty hot? I record a lot of shows, DVR a lot of shows, but I never end up watching them. I just like freeing up space on the DVR to make room for new shows that I'm never gonna see. You know what I mean? That's where my entertainment comes from, freeing up space. Just knowing I have that space. Like, you know, like a lot of people want to get their body fat down to 15%. I want to get the available space in my DVR down to 76%. Then I'll be happy. Then I'll be happy. I'll tell you what I do watch, though. You got a minute? What I like to watch is, they're kind of reality shows. I call them the hot chick trials. It's like these pretty women that are on trial for these crazy crimes like murder. You know what I'm talking, like Casey Anthony, Amanda Knox, really pretty girls, that one in Italy. But they never get, accused. They never get sent to prison because they're too pretty. And if there's a guy in the jury, they're not gonna have it. They want him out on the street. That's just the way it is. That's, if you're poor and unattractive, yeah, sure, maybe you go to prison. But, you know, and again, I'm a guy. I get it. I understand it. I was watching that Casey Anthony trial for like 4 days in a row. And I'm watching, I'm thinking, wow, she's kind of cute. Hope she doesn't go to prison. But then on the fifth day, she came out and she had her hair behind her ears. And I noticed her ears looked a little big. And I thought, oh, maybe she is guilty. And then I saw a little zit on her chin. I thought, hang her, hang her, hang her. Yeah, it's not good. I think it's going to be very good. But seriously, I mean, I am exhausted. I don't even know what today is, to be honest with you. According to my pill box, today is F. That's all I know, it's F. I was so useless today. I mean, I wanted to do so much when I was here, and just, I don't know, everything just seems like a lot of work to me lately. Have you gotten to that point in life yet? You know, like everything, it just seems like I wanted to see a movie, but then I thought, then I'd have to go there. It's the worst. I was cleaning out my drawer a couple days ago and I came across a snow globe. And I thought, I gotta start collecting these things. But then I thought, that I need to get more. It's ridiculous. I wanna write a screenplay, but I don't live close to a Starbucks. You know, it's just, I'm like making excuses now. I'm just lazy. I wanna ski. I haven't skied like in 3 years. It just seems like a lot of work now, you know? I remember the first time, remember when you were a kid? Remember when you were... I like when people reminisce, their voice shoots up like 5 octaves. You know, remember when I met you? Remember? It's like no matter how tough the guy is, it always comes out that way, you know? I was just thinking about the time we worked in that steel mill down in Pittsburgh. Remember when we beat the hell out of that trucker and then boom, boom. Remember when we did that? I bet even if they're speaking a foreign language, you can tell when they're reminiscing, you know? Or a tribe deep in the jungle, you know? I don't know if that was smoking a joint or doing a blow dart. I don't know what that was. I'm not sure. But I remember the first time I ever went skiing. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know that they labeled the trails for difficulties, you know, like black diamonds and greens and blues. And I'm driving through the mountains here in Colorado, and I pull into this convenience store. And I said to the guy behind the counter, I said, hey, what's the best mountain to go skiing at around here? And he looked at me right in the eyes and he goes, you know what? I like Copper Mountain, but a lot of people don't like to go there because they're afraid of all the blacks. I thought, oh my God, this guy's a racist. He said, but you know what? I don't mind the blacks. I have a lot of fun with them. I have a lot of fun with them. But they will beat you up. They will beat you up. They will beat you up. And they are all over the mountain. They're everywhere, they're everywhere. And you know what? Some of them, not very well groomed. He said, but if you want the good white powder, that's where you gotta go. I thought, well, I'm not going to Copper Mountain, that's for sure. But it's good because, you know, you try to go green, you do what you can. We're going paperless in our house, and it's presenting a little bit of a problem in the bathroom. They should have an app for that, like a crap app. Do they have one of those? They should have a crab. Maybe just a little, like, water squirting out of your phone, like a bidet, you know? You can use it as a water pick, too. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. Mix it up a little bit. Mix it up. Nobody uses a payphone anymore, do they? You know, whenever I see somebody on a payphone, I think, uh-oh, they're up to no good. They are up to no good. I was using the cell phone in the car a couple weeks ago, and a cop pulled me over because you can't use a cell phone where I live. You know, you can't be talking into the phone. You could eat a Big Mac. You know, you could put your makeup on in the mirror. You could have a Starbucks between your legs. You could be steering with your knees, but you can't hold a cell phone. And the cop pulled me over. They never tell you what you do wrong. He sticks his head in the window. He goes, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I said, "Excuse me, I'm on the phone." How rude is that? I'm always trying to think of ways to get out of tickets. You know what I mean? And I feel bad for people that are pulled over for sobriety tests because sometimes they're not drunk. And those tests are hard, even if you're sober, because you don't practice those things. Like the backwards alphabet, that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. You know, everybody knows the Z, but after that, there's the W and the Y and, you know, X. Maybe this is the way to do it. Okay, backwards alphabet, officer. Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. I know, I'm spitballing here. I don't know. You could use that if you get pulled over. But some of them are... What about the one with the finger to the nose, with your eyes closed? I mean, that... Who does that? You never practice that. I mean, that's hard to do, unless you have a big nose, you know? Or a smelly finger. Smelly finger. In fact, here's a little tip. Little tip. Next time as you're getting pulled over, little swipe back there. Okay, officer, here it comes. All right, there it is. Yeah, that's me. That's me. What else? What else, officer? What else? What else? But if he wants you to follow his finger, don't take their hand back there. Don't do that. That's not going to fly. Or just not a swipe, just a little dab, and that's it. That's it. Here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do. Remember when you're in high school or college, your buddy was about to get in your car? Just as he's about to get in the car, you pull away, you go, "Take it easy," and then you stop like 10 feet. Okay, I'm sorry, I was kidding around. Come on, get in the car. Whoa, here I go again. That's what I want to do when the cop comes up to give me a ticket. No, seriously. You've heard of high-speed chases, slow-speed chases. This would be like a stop-and-go chase. Stop-and-go chase. That's what I want to do. It's just as he comes up to the window. All right, I'm going to have to give you, "See you later, buddy." And then I stop. All right, get around, officer. Yeah, I know. That was not good. That was not a good thing to do. Well, see you later, buddy. I want to do that until there's like 10 cop cars joining the chase. You know, they're all getting out of the car. Don't do it. He's doing it again. He's doing it again. Back in the car, everybody. Get back in the car. Helicopters hovering over every 10 feet. Live action news, 10 feet at a time. I want to do it for so long until I have to chase him down and beg him to give me the ticket. Please, please, just give me the ticket. Please just give me the ticket. I won't do it again. Whoa, see you later, officer. See you later. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. Because I got to have fun. It's all about having fun, isn't it? You got to have a good time in life. It's like the end of Rudy. You know the movie Rudy? When they hoisted the football player up, he wanted to play for the team, and he did it at the end, and they got him up on the shoulders, and he was so happy. And just as, you know, the movie ended, he was like, ah, he was happy, and they freeze-framed it on his face, and the credits started rolling. And he just knew that he was like a happy guy for the rest of his life, no matter what happened, you know? Rudy, sorry, they had to put your dog down. Rudy, your grandmother just died. He was a happy guy. He was a happy guy. And that's all that matters. What with the economy the way it is? What with the economy? Because you don't know what's going to happen. I had to have surgery on my arm about a year ago. You don't plan for those things. I tore a bicep muscle playing basketball. Not professionally. Just a pickup game. By the way, have you guys ever been to a professional basketball game? Oh, right? These guys play full court. Full court. Back and forth. How can you not be stressed with everything that's going on in the world? How can you not be stressed? What about that rapture that was supposed to hit us? See, this stuff happens. Natural things happen that you can't help. That rapture never hit us, thank God. But I guess it got pushed out to sea or something. They never say why it never hit us. You know, there's no... But I knew it wasn't going to hit us like the day before because I made a random phone call to Australia. They're a day ahead of us. And guess what? Somebody picked up the phone. Yeah. I said, thank you. That's all I need to know. And the refrigerator's running and they had Prince Albert in the can. So it was a win-win situation for me. But yeah, but stuff happens. What about these tsunamis with a T? That's how powerful these waves are. They suck other letters from the alphabet onto them that don't even belong there. That T has no right being on that word with an S, tsunami. You can't say it now without stuttering. Look out for that. It's too late. It's too late now. Somewhere there's another word that needed that T that doesn't have it now. And it better not be tornado. Look out for that ornado. What? What? Ornado. Oh. I want to be in a tornado. You ever been in a tornado? I want to be in a tornado. I want to be down in the basement, safe, with like a big mattress over me and just listen to everything hit the house, you know, with a draft coming under the door. Oh, I like that. I look at the mattress. I like that. But it's got to be crazy just hearing everything outside, animals running, cows getting picked up. Moo, moo, moo. That's all you hear. Moo, moo. It's like a cow NASCAR. Moo, 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 moo. I grew up on a small farm in Connecticut. It was only like a half an acre, which presented a problem because we had about 1,500 head of cattle. So we would stack them all to get them on the property. What about that Japanese tsunami? That was tragic. That was horrible. And boy, these newscasters, the local newscasters, I live in the West Coast, they try to get you so scared, they so riled, like, you know, this is it. You know, it's coming after us now. It's coming after us. They're down by the water with the cameras, which meant it wasn't coming after us, you know. And they're saying, oh, this tsunami all the way from Japan, it's going to be hitting the West Coast anytime. Oh, here it comes. You can see it with your naked eye. There it is. Here it comes. Here it comes. It's a 3-inch ripple right there. That 3-inch ripple all the way from Japan. There it is. There it is. There it was. There it goes. There it goes. Folks, there was a shell here not 2 seconds ago, right there, right in front of me. That shell is completely gone now. There is no trace of that shell. We were talking to a woman down by the water a little bit earlier, right before the tsunami hit. She had a full glass of wine. That wine is down about that much now. Yeah, from the tsunami. And you know off camera they're throwing rice and chopsticks into the water, you know, to make it look like it came from Japan. Oh, look at the rice and the chopsticks in the water. Look at that flat screen TV going by over there. Oh, check out this Toyota got washed up on the road. It looks like it's parked over there. Oh my God, stay at home, everybody. Stay at home. These are acts of God. These are acts of God. They're not his best acts, I don't think. I think he's got better. I'm not that religious. I pray, you know, I pray sparingly. I pray when I really need something, you know. But some people, with their petty prayers, I'm telling you, it's like every second they're praying. Like these baseball players, before they go up to bat. I'm thinking, what are you wasting a prayer on a silly game for? Why don't you try practicing instead of asking for a miracle? You know, why don't you go to the batting cage once in a while or start juicing like everybody else? Because one of these days, that guy's going to be in the operating table. He's going to be really needing that prayer. God, please get me through this surgery. I really need you to help me out. You know what I would, but I gave you that home run in that game a couple of years ago. No, no, you gave me a double. Oh, you're right. You're right. I did give you the double. Okay, I will get you through the surgery, but I'm going to have to give you a staph infection. That's all I could do. Do you think if Jesus Twittered, he would be checking to see how many followers he had all the time? I bet he would. He's so like that. It's all about numbers for him, isn't it? But yeah, those are acts of God. And then there's man-made acts, you know, like things that we create that we get ourselves into trouble for, like these mines that collapse, like that one in Chile. I mean, that was like for 69 days, those guys are trapped in this little dark space. I mean, I would have freaked out to be down there. I'm not good with the small, dark spaces with Spanish-speaking people like that. But yeah, I guess one of the guys, apparently the wife had found out he had been having an affair, you know. Not when he was, you know, in the hole there. If I was that guy, I would never have come out of that mine. I would have stayed down there because I know the tempers on those Chilean women. Not good, not good. I would have told those, go ahead, I'll wait down here. It'll be all right. I would have asked them to drill another hole from the other side of the world. I don't care how long it would have taken. I would have just gone out that way. And I still would have waited 2 weeks before I went out that way. But yeah, that, and then they all came up out of the hole, you know, and they were in the sun. You saw it on the news. They're all out in the sun after being in the dark for 69 days. They're, you know, squinting, and they got the sunglasses. They all had sunglasses on. And I know what that's like, too, because I was sleeping the other night. My wife turned the light on in the bedroom. I thought, okay, this is what the miners went through. This is what those miners went through. But you don't see me calling myself a hero, do you? No. Heroes are soldiers or astronauts or people that walk on the moon. That's what a hero is. Thank you. Some people think we never went to the moon. They think, no. No, we never went there. It's a conspiracy theory. Other people think, no, no, we did go to the moon, but when it was a full moon. Try doing it when it's a crescent moon. Not that easy. Whoa. Who comes up with the idea to send somebody to the moon? You know, how do you... Who's that smart? Who goes to school for that stuff? I don't know anything about engineering. I was a waiter once, and the guy had a wobbly table. And, he wanted me to, you know, level it off or something. So I went in the kitchen, I got some shims, some wedges, and I came out, and I put one under each of their plates. Nothing, nothing. I'm glad the guy's chair wasn't wobbly. That would have been a problem. But some people, they just, I mean, I don't know how, I wouldn't know how to build a bridge or a tunnel, or even a tunnel like under the water. How do you do that? Well, isn't a tunnel enough? Do you have to make it underwater? I mean, where would you even start with a shopping list for something like that? Okay, you need a shovel, wetsuit, tar, cement, a lot of 50-pound bags, the big 50-pound bags, not the small 50-pound bags, toll booth to get the money back. And then I guess you just, I don't know, you wait for the tide to go out, and then you just dig, 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 then you take it back, you take it back, and then you go back in, you dig, 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 dig. I don't know how it's done. I think to stay healthy, you keep the stress level down. I think that's the way to do it. You know, because when you're stressed, that's when you get sick. That's what they say. I just started meditating. That's my new thing, meditation. I get in the room. I'm not good at it. I'm not doing it. Maybe I'm not doing it right. But I get in the room, and I start worrying about other stuff because I have all this free time. My mind starts wandering. You know, and I think probably my mantra is not the best. My mantra is this. Oh, no, 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 no. I just worry about so much stuff, you know. Do you do this? When you're driving, does your wife or girlfriend, and if you have both, that's probably why you're stressed. Don't keep them in the car together. That's not a good idea. But no, they like all of a sudden let out a gasp, like, I call it the irritable gasp disorder, IGD. But it's like they go, and you go, what? You think you're about to hit a, you know, a cat or a kid. And they go, oh, I just remember there's a sale at Nordstrom's tomorrow. Oh, you gotta keep the stress down. I learned something very valuable. Never wear a red shirt to Target. Hey, I don't mind helping people, but not every 2 minutes. You know what I mean? I got stuff I'm looking for, too. But here's the problem. People don't know how to let go. That's why they're stressed. That's why they're not happy. Like, for example, I wanted to go to Germany with a friend of mine, but he doesn't want to go because he's Jewish in the whole Holocaust thing. I said, let it go. Let it go. Let's go. While we're there, you can key a Mercedes. There, you're even. You're even. You're even. And then other people are just very happy in life. Like the people that live in New Zealand. Have you noticed? Those are happy people. They don't care about anything. They have fun. They fling themselves off of bridges with a bungee cord, you know? They love the bungee thing down there. Anything they could jump off of, they love that. Even when they have babies now, for the first month, they don't cut the umbilical cord. They let them dangle like that. You thought having an untied shoelace was annoying, but that is, like, unbelievable. But yes, some people resort to drugs to find happiness. You know, I'm not a prude or anything. You know, I've done some stuff, you know. I tried ecstasy once, but only as a breathman. And guess what? Curiously strong. Curiously strong. Yeah. I had no complaints for, like, 8 hours. Nothing. Nothing. I've never done cocaine in my life. Never. And believe me, I've been offered tons of cocaine during the 80s and 90s and all these comedy clubs, especially this one. And Because at the time, I had a very bad self-image, and they would always bring it out on a mirror, and I don't want to see myself. If they brought it out on a breadboard, I'd probably be a cokehead today. I really would. I really would. Everybody finds their happiness wherever it is, you know? My parents are happy. They're in their 80s, and they've been married for 61 years. 61 years, yeah. Yeah. And they still hold hands. But I think that's to keep from falling over, to be honest with you. Yeah.